in this and we can all contribute to this.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Today's number one radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Lagos, Nigeria. Lovely morning to you and thank you for joining us again. The last 1 hour of the show we're on to right now. And this morning we would be talking education and our children doing us proud on the global scene. In case you're wondering why, that's because of the recent developments, you know. And we need to, when we're doing well, when we do... brilliantly, we should talk about it as well. So it shouldn't be all doom or gloom all the time. We should find time to celebrate those that are making us proud, however they do it. So that's why we have said, look, this morning we're going to have this conversation and also shed light on some of the things that you need to know. I have joining me on the show this morning two brilliant Nigerians. I have in the studio here, Miss Oma Okonkwo. She's right here, live on the show. It's not the Miss Oma that, you know. Yeah, this is just a coincidence, right? And you can watch, you can see her live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's how you can watch live Nigeria Info 99.3. Miss Oma, morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
All right. You're comfortable?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Great. I have also joining us virtually on the show this morning, Oluwa Bukola Miadeyemi. Bukola, good morning to you and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me.
How is Abuja this morning?
Very well, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Now, let's begin. This morning, we are here to talk about the results from your exams. Basically, you both wrote the IGCSE, correct me if I'm wrong, correct?
Correct? Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. Let me start with you, Ms. Oma. First and foremost, you attend Chrisland.
Yes, I do.
What class are you now?
I'm in year 12.
What is that? Sorry, see, me and a lot of us, we are old school. Your year 12 is
SS3.
SS3. Yes. Okay, good, good, fantastic. You wrote the IGCSE.
Yes, I did.
What's the exam about?
It's a Cambridge examination. So it's for people looking to go to school in the UK, do their A-levels in the UK, or maybe attend university in the UK. Mm-hmm. But they write it internationally as well. So for the people writing it from the UK, it's just GCSEs. And then for everyone else, IGCSE.
Mm-hmm. And I learned that Chrisland, you guys write these exams.
Yes, we do. They take us with the IGCSE. Just a few people that are interested. It's not a compulsory exam for us. Yeah. So me and a few other of my classmates that were interested in taking the exam wrote it together.
Hello, Abukola. I mean, you did the same?
No, I didn't write IGCSE. I actually took the Cambridge International AS and A-level examinations.
Yeah. And that is organized for students as well, or for who exactly can write that?
It says, sorry, could you please take that again?
So that the exam that you wrote, is it for year 12? You said year 12?
Yes.
Is it for year 12 as well, or you must be somewhat?
No, it is not for year 12. It is like, it is a sixth form. It's an exam usually taken in sixth form colleges. So you write it after graduating from high school.
Okay.
And it's a level 3 qualification. So when you go to the UK after your Cambridge International A-levels,
okay,
you go directly in one. But if you have IGCSE, you have to do a foundation or go and do A-levels. So it's like a step further than IGCSE.
Mm. And correct me if I'm wrong, you attended Chrisland as well?
Yes, but I attended Chrisland Pre-Degree College, which is their sixth form college.
Oh, yeah. So tell me, what's the result that you came out with? I don't want to say with my mouth. I want you ladies to tell me exactly the outcome of the exams. You know, tell me about your results. Tell me about the exams first, how you prepared for the exams and the results you came through with.
Okay, so the results I'm currently receiving these awards for is actually my AS level. Cambridge International AS and A levels is in two stages. So that's the AS level and then the A levels. So these are what actually for my AS levels, which I wrote in October, November 2022.
Okay.
The preparations for it were actually very tough because having to write the exam in October, November, I actually didn't have summer in 2022. I was in school July, August, the entire time. And
that must have been terrible, Abby. You missed out on summer, a whole summer. Ah, what a horrible year.
I did summer. But at the end of the day, the ends justifies the means.
Yeah.
My lecturers were in school as well. My principal, like the staff were still there because there were people that were preparing for exams in school.
Yeah.
So it had to do with a lot of sacrifice and hard work, definitely.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, the results that I had for my AS level were exactly what was recognized by the British Council. So okay. My psychology was the high achievement and my law was the top in the world.
Your law? You're the number one in law in the world for thy exams, for the result?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to study law?
Yes, I do.
Ah, no wonder. Hey now, you confess now. So how did that make you feel, knowing that you came tops in law in the world? Wow, that's big.
It still feels surreal to a certain extent. I think I just feel grateful because I know that it wasn't by my power, by my might. I have to give glory to whom glory is due because I know it is God Almighty that made this possible. And Christian Pre-Degree College was definitely like the perfect environment or school for me to have been in at that point in time in preparation for it. So I would like to act, I just feel very grateful that I got to go to that, to Christian Pre-Degree College, grateful that I got to meet wonderful people, wonderful mentors like the principal of Christian Pre-Degree College, Mrs. Agomo. The lecturers, they are very intentional about what they want you to know or what they feel you need to know. They're very intentional about our success in school. So it's like everybody has a personalized journey and they don't just say, oh, A-level students. It's like, you as an A-level student, what is your goal? How can we help you achieve this goal? Mm. So I'm just grateful to the school, grateful to God, grateful to my parents, because I know without them, this wouldn't even be possible. Grateful to everybody that has one way or the other contributed to these successes that we're discussing here today.
Right. I'll come back to you, Oluwabu Kolami, on the next step. Well, let me quickly speak to Mesoma. Mesoma, let's talk about your own journey.
Yes.
Tell me, how did you prepare for these exams? And what was the preparation stage like for you?
Preparing for IGCSE was a bit difficult for me because I think IGCSE has been one of the more complex exams I've written. It's a bit more pragmatic, not a lot of objective, mostly theory throughout the whole exam. So it was new for me, I think, because most of the exams I'd written prior to that were just A, B, C, D. But thankfully, I could practice for the exam with my friends. I stayed back in school a few times, missed a few breaks. I didn't miss a whole summer like Bukola had to, but it was still a bit difficult and stressful for me. But thankfully, my teachers were there to help me. I think the teacher, Mr. Nakumbo, that took me for IGCSE English, made it very easy. It was a very practical experience learning with him. So for that, I'm very, very thankful because I think that was and also my other English teachers as well at Christian, it was what led up to the results that I got, which was top in the world for English IGCSE as a second language speaking endorsement. It was recognized by the British Council as well. The preparation stage was very, very difficult for me, I remember. But now, like at the end of everything, I'm very grateful for it. And I'm grateful for all the people that were there with me.
Top in the world.
Yes.
English language.
Yes,
sir. You are making me feel like Olodo here. I know what's happening. But I'm very proud of both of you. But let's talk further about, you know, the learning process. Why English language? Why did you opt for that?
Well, I took multiple subjects. It wasn't English alone. I think we took six.
Okay.
Well, everyone at the school, we all took six subjects. And then English was just one of them. But English was compulsory for everyone, so it wasn't necessarily a choice that I made. Yeah. English, mathematics were compulsory for everyone.
For everybody?
Yes, sir.
What do you think made you stand out? Why did you think that you came up? Because from my understanding, we had about over 150 countries.
Yes, sir.
Yeah? And you came out tops in English?
Yes. I was surprised in a sense, but not very surprised, because English has always been my language, like not my language, but my subject.
Yeah.
So it was something I was confident in. Writing the exam that day, I did feel very confident with all the answers that I put down. So,
Tell me, how did you get to know? How did you get this result? What did it feel like when you were told?
I was told first in school by one of my teachers, and then again by my principal in front of my classmates. But I wasn't told it was top in the world. They mentioned it offhandedly once in a while, but I just thought they were trying to, you know, like gas me up because of the result. It was only on the day of the recognition, the award by the British Council, that I opened the folder they gave to me with my seating, and I saw the tag there, and it said first in the world. And when I saw it, I was shaking a bit, because it was really surreal. It was still something. Even till now, I'm still a bit shocked and surprised.
How about your parents? How did they take it?
They were very happy, I can imagine. I can't imagine exactly how they felt.
Yeah.
But they told me they were very proud, and I believe they are.
You know what? We're going to go to the telephone lines. We're going to hear Lagos talk to you both, Oluwabu Kolami and Mesoma. Let's hear from Lagos. Then I'll come back to the two of you. To hear what's next, you know, for you. I know you still have a long way to go. You have big plans ahead of you. But the reason for this is to celebrate your achievement, because it's something that, you know, we need to talk about more. We need to see the good in our country. We need to see when the flowers bloom. We need to talk about them. We need to celebrate it. And that is why you're here. 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190 for the ladies. Please keep it short and straight to the point. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
This is what they call duty it brings.
Yeah, watching, Abby.
I'm watching you guys.
Okay.
Live on YouTube. Miss Soma, can you hear
me? Yes, sir, I can.
I'm moved. I feel like giving you, supporting you, just to appreciate you with 50,000 naira. This
Thank
is Chris
you,
Adams.
Hey, Chris Adams.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank
Rufai,
you.
I would like to have his details. This is what they call beauty with brains. Mm. And you speak so fluently. I was even asking if your parents are British.
Are you asking?
Oh, no, they're not. My parents are both Nigerians.
Wow.
Yes.
So proud of you. Rufi, please, I would like to send my message.
It's Sheriff.
sorry, Sheriff, okay? No, I was. I really want to. That was why I called.
Okay, all right. You can reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter at Sheriff Quadri, yeah?
All right.
Okay.
Great job, Sheriff. Even Sheriff, your face alone shows that, man, you are so excited.
You people have come.
Intervene them.
Okay,
no,
now, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I can see the way
it's
you just
relaxed. It's okay now. Yes, okay, so I'm happy.
All right, nice one,
Sheriff. Thank you for calling me, Chris. Jonathan, how you doing? Jonathan, sorry, I can't hear you clearly. Okay, you're gonna have to call me back. Let me take this call here. Good morning to you. That call has dropped. We've got another one waiting. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
This is Pastor Lado.
You're welcome.
In fact, these guys, they've really made us proud. The way this girl is speaking, I want to ask her, please, do you speak your native language at all?
Yes, a bit. I'm trying to learn more.
Please, you have to also learn it, because it's very necessary. You are too fluent. What happened? Do you grow up here?
Yes, I did. I grew up here.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
All right,
he's in Nigeria.
Thank you.
If you tell them it's sunny, they are right there outside. They can see the sun. Are you sure? Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this Friday for me, Welere.
Welcome, Friday.
I want to say congratulations to this lady and to her parents and to the school. Sherry, you know, I said it the other day, when people were called our education.
Yeah.
I said, we still have brilliant children.
You said that.
I said that when people were attacking me, he said, 1 out of 100. Even though it's 1 out of 100, is it not 1 part of them? Look at the Nigerian girl, born and brought up here.
I have two of them.
Two go there, look at this, Sherry. Me, I'm not watching you. Know, I don't have this word, but I'm listening. I can hear her voice. Which parent will not like his or our children to be like this, Sherry? Eh?
Friday.
We see our brain in Nigeria.
We should not put any condemn our education.
There are more who are still as good as this. They may not be as good as this, but the opportunity is not just there for them to showcase it. More will come. God bless Nigeria.
Bless you very much. Friday, thank you. Oh, sorry, Friday. I thought you'd done. Taiwo is here, though. Taiwo, hi. Taiwo's call has dropped. 8:22. Let's take this call. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's Maria from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Maria.
I want to say I'm so proud of May Summer and Kola. I am so proud of you. And I'm here sitting looking at my daughter. She's just 3. I'm wondering, what do I do to make her come this far? God, I'm so proud of you guys. God will continue to increase your knowledge. And you would not stop here. You go higher and higher. Amen. You've been known all over the world. We don't know your faces now, but very soon your faces will be all over. I will be super proud of you as Nigerians. Well done, girls. Mm-hmm. Well done. Girl power. Well done.
Yeah, get by now, okay. Rita, let's speak with Rita. Hi, Rita. Morning to you.
Hi, Mr. Sherry. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, Mr. Ma, good morning. I'm so happy for you guys, Iman Bukola. Good morning. Keep us proud over there. Mr. Sherry, be ready. To interview one mathematician that I'm building up.
Oh, shit.
I have really seen my daughter that she's good in math, and I'm ready, Mr. Sherry, to push her up there for that mathematics. In fact, Mr. Sherry, more are coming.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Ma. God bless you.
Thank you, Ma.
We can't wait. We can't wait for more to come. We'll take some messages when we return from this break, but we need to head out now to take our first break this hour. Mesoma and Oluwa Bukolami, both tops in the world. No, not West Africa, not Nigeria, not Africa, not Europe, not in the world. And I have them on my show. Even me, I'm honored to have had them here. It's a privilege to have had them here. But let's get a break. We'll be back, Lagos. Stay here. In a moment, we'll talk with them some more. All right?
Right after this.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh, yes, we're back. We're live right now, Nigeria Info 99.3. 8:38 is the time from our studios here. I have Mesoma here and Oluwa Bukolami on the show this morning. They are both tops in the world. That makes me really, really excited and happy. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to be ashamed to say I'm so happy, like when you give a little child candy, you know, to have these ladies on the show this morning. Ladies, let's begin by discussing what's next for you. I'm going to start with Mesoma this time. Mesoma, what's next?
Well, after this, I'm looking to go to university. I'm taking a gap year first, and within that gap year, I'll work on applying to schools. I have different places I want to apply to, so it will be a bit, it will take like 2 months to fully do my applications. I want to do a gap year, learn how to do some things, learn how to drive. I'm excited for that.
Okay.
Learn how to maybe make hair, because it's expensive to make hair abroad. Learn how to do a bunch of different things I can take with me there.
Yeah. So after the gap year, what next?
After the gap year, I want to go straight to university.
What are you studying?
I'm looking to study business management.
Why business management?
I've always wanted to study business management, and now more than ever, because it's really a broad subject. So besides the fact that I have a passion for business and I feel like I'll do really well in business, it covers a lot. So if there's one area you find in business management you can't succeed in, you can easily switch to the next. So I think it's very versatile, which would be great now, yes.
All right. Bukola, what's next for you?
After this summer, I'm actually going to resume to university. I'm going straight to university after this summer. I actually already took a gap year before I went for Cambridge A-levels. So I went to fashion school and learned a bunch of things. And now I think I'm I know I'm ready to go to university, so I plan on resuming this September by the grace of God.
What are you studying?
Law.
Okay, so why? How long would that take? 4 or 5 years?
It's actually 3 years.
Okay.
In the UK, after you do a Cambridge A-levels qualification, it's 3 years left.
All right. So, Mesoma, I'm back to you. After school, after university, what's the long-term plan? Masters or what? Are you going to proceed on master's straight?
Well, I mean, that's the plan now, yes.
Okay.
But after 4 years, I think a master's is something I'd want to do.
Yeah?
Yes.
And then you stay back there. You don't come back home again.
Well, I see myself coming back here. I mean, either would be great. Either would be great. If I end up getting a good job there and I feel like I could start a good career there, then I might stay there. But coming back home would also be a great plan.
I mean, some would like to ask, why do you want to come back home when people are leaving the country in droves? Some of us can't go anywhere, but, you know, some can still go. And you say something that you'd like to do.
Yes.
And they're asking, why would you want to come back home?
I mean, it doesn't sound like something ideal when you first think about it, but Nigeria is really home for me. It's where I've lived all my life. It's where I grew up. It's where I know most of my people. My whole my entire family is here. So I feel like if I go and get a good degree there, I could come back here easily with all the things I've learned, put it into practice. I don't know, like after 4 years of doing uni, that may not be what I want to do. But for now, it feels like it would be a good plan.
Bukola, are you coming back home too?
Yes, definitely.
Why do I feel like you guys are scoping me? Well, let me ask, why do you want to come back home too? Why?
Nigeria is home. Like, it is where I was born, where I grew up, the way I speak, the food I eat, literally everything, my way of life is literally Nigerian.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is where I'm comfortable, most fulfilled as an individual. And I personally feel that if all of us leave, then there's going to be nobody left to actually change our country to be what it should be. So I want to politics one day, go into leadership in Nigeria by the grace of God one day, and just give back to the society and help to just do my part in helping Nigeria become a place to be.
Indeed, you like to go into politics someday. Okay, we're going to head back to telephone here from Lagos once again before we now wrap up. Okay, all right. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Please, if you're calling, let's go straight to the point so we can get in as many calls and messages as possible. I would also be taking some time out to take some messages that must have dropped. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, so you can go on there and go check out the ladies I'm speaking with. They're both tops in the world in the last exams, in the national exams. So please go say something nice about them on our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can get there. Good morning to you.
Hello, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you, ma'am.
This is Rosie from Olodia, Papa.
You're welcome.
I'm short of words, though, with what I'm hearing in your studio. Make sure my Oluwa pelu mi abi, Oluwa bukumi.
Bukola mi, yes.
Oluwa bukola mi, our gender, our pride. Top up for you people. I'm proud of you people.
Thank you, ma'am.
Keep it up.
All right.
Well done, sir.
Thank you, Rosalind. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Jennifer is joining us right now. Let's speak with her. Jennifer, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. This is a call from Mrs. Jennifer Matthew. Miss Oma knows me very well.
Yes, I do.
I'm calling from BGC unit, actually.
Okay.
Miss Oma is one of our own, and I'd like to congratulate her. You have congratulated her, and we can't stop congratulating her for making us proud. And also, I'd like to say to all those people who said Christland is this and Christland is that, it's not just about the bad news. They should also celebrate us with this good news and good achievement that we've attained. Congratulations, Ms. Oman Bukola.
Thank you.
Are also congratulated because you are also one of us. Christland is a family as a whole. So we are super proud of you girls. May God continue to lift you high in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen to that. Thank you for calling, Jennifer. Appreciate it. TK joins us right now. TK, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Morning.
Good morning. But, you know, I'm a regular listener to your station.
Right.
But most of the time, I just enjoy listening.
Okay.
To learn more. So, but what I'm seeing today, I said I must call. I must get you. I must get that station. 9.10.
Mm.
About them, Mr. Manukula. It's not easy. I have my own.
Yeah.
They are trying, but this is extra. They went extra miles to achieve that result.
Right.
And it's an encouragement to our upcoming children. They should listen and emulate them.
That's right.
Reading heart.
Reading heart
matters a lot. Boiling midnight oil. So, and we are still proud that they are from Nigeria. Out of 150 countries that participated, including the U.S., including England, and they came on top. It's not an easy feat.
No, it's not.
I say congratulations to them. Thank you.
Thank you, TK. Thanks. Joy Makavuma joins us right now. Joy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just watching you people on YouTube. The smile on your face, eh?
I'm happy.
You guys, yes, now when you see good thing, you will be happy. I'm so happy. I don't want to call before because I'm just enjoying all the glory of God over three of you that I'm seeing.
Aww.
I thank God for you guys. The Almighty God will continue to bless you.
Amen,
you know what
that.
I'm worried for now?
Tell me.
As those UK are coming for them, what are we doing in this country? Don't let our children be flying away. Oh, please, do something. Please. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Let's speak to Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan. Good morning to you.
Sheriff, I hope I'm on this time.
Yes, you're live.
I'm market to my dad. Anyway, Bukola, let me say my honest and sincere congratulations to both of you. But I have some couple of questions for both of you.
Please go on.
Please, I want your honest and sincere advice to these groups of people, to the government, to parents, to students like you, and to schools. I want your sincere advice, because obviously there's a gap, serious gap between these standards and the lower standards. So what's your advice? That's my question. Thank you, Mona.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before you answer Jonathan's, let's speak with Bolaon. After Bolaon, then, Godman, rather. After Godman, then would now answer Jonathan. Godman, hi.
I'm fine. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Oh. Yeah, Miss Omar and Bukola, I just want to congratulate you guys. You guys have done something that, you know, many of us older than you cannot even achieve in 100 years of our lives if we try to. So you guys have done something very remarkable. And I want to say, please don't rest on this. Don't rest on this because you have made this kind of record. No. You're going to break other records. So don't rest on this. That's just a beginning. You understand?
Yeah.
So use this one to break other records. We're going to hear of you in the future. I just want to really encourage you to keep on doing more, breaking more records, and getting to the highest height you could get to. Thank you.
Thank you, okay. Godman. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Bukola, let me start with you. Jonathan, what are you to advise government, parents?
Advise the government and parents.
Yeah. He wanted to advise government on education, state of education in the country, advise parents as well. So let me try and hazard a guess as to why he's saying this. He probably is saying this because of the decay in education standards in Nigeria, and also as part on the part of the parent, he's probably looking at it from the angle of, you know, when you hear parents assist their children to cheat in exams and all of those things. So he would like for you, who obviously worked hard to get to where you are right now, to say what of advice to the government, say what of advice to the parents.
Okay, obviously for us to attend Chrisland schools, either Christian Pedigree College or like Mesoma Christian High School, it takes a certain amount of finance, so therefore sacrifice from your parents. It takes parents that are willing to actually invest that much in their child's education. And now it's obvious that there are some parents that would be willing to actually do this, but the economic pressure on them just cannot allow for delayed gratification. They need that immediate gratification. So instead, they have to have their children walking on the streets or working or bringing in income in some way at the expense of their
education.
So my advice to parents, honestly, is if God has blessed you enough to actually have the finances or the material resources or anything, honestly, that you can use to have your child go to school, please be willing to make that sacrifice. It is not an easy thing to ask, definitely, but I believe that at the end of the day, education is something that's very key, very paramount.
Right.
And if we're able to get a younger generation educated, then we know that we're actually going to go forward in the near future. And my
let's leave it there, Bukola. Let's leave it there. The reason is that I'm out of time, so we have to leave it there. Don't mind Jonathan. You can pipe question on somebody as if he's writing jam for them. Well, thank you. Ladies, we have to leave it here this morning. It's been awesome. I'm excited. I feel kind of blessed to have had you guys here. Miss Omar, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Bukola, thank you and congratulations to you as well. Best of luck in your endeavor, the two of you.
In the midst of it all.
In the midst of it all.
We talk to inform.
Talking about politicians, I have a story on Knox Trail closure of broadcast stations by Zamfara government.
Be part of the conversation round the clock.
These guys are, everything is interwoven.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk.
Oh, yeah. So I was thanking you both, and I wish you guys best of luck in your future endeavor. I know that you've got great plans ahead. Mr. Man Bukola, please stay focused. There will be distractions every now and again, but you've been able to, you've come this far, so which means that you can do a whole lot more and achieve greatness, you know, for yourself, for your family, and for the entire world as well. So please go forth and conquer the world, ladies. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so that's our show this morning, Lagos, Nigeria. I will be on your radio again tomorrow, Thursday. Health Thursday is what we've got for you. 5 a.m., we're back on the radio. All right, I'm Sharif Quadri. Bye for now.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn there that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a